Get kereach, hakol mashlimin alav. A get kereach, which as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, a get that one of the folds did not have Edim sign on it. Hakol mashlimin alav. Everybody can sign, meaning somebody, even somebody that's pasul le'edus, divrei ben nanas. Ben nanas holds that even somebody pasul le'edus can sign, even an eved, even somebody that's pasul because of their averus, a mummer, anybody can sign the get kereach. Bekiva says, the only ones that were makel that can sign this get kireach is somebody that's fitting to be an aid somewhere else. He's not intrinsically posel, let's say a brother. A brother is posel because he's a karov, but he can sign a get kireach. When we say that they can sign, it means a get mekusher has to have, at least this machlekes between Benanis and Bekiva, there were three kosher aid and one of them was left over, meaning there was at least four foldovers and stitches. That's the machlokes of Benanis and Rikiva. So here you at least were left with three edim that are ksherim. However, the Gemara points out that if it was just three, where two were kosher, and the third one needed to be a fill-in, on that, even Benanis agrees with Rabbi Akiva that at least it has to be somebody that's kosher to be made somewhere else. So this signature can be filled by somebody that's posulate. Because, like Farsol points out, the reason that a get kereach is puzzle is because we're afraid that maybe after a while, when they see that there aren't the amount of the chasimus in the same number as the amount of the different stitches, that one was left blank, they'll think that in this case, the husband specifically asked that all of those people be edim, and one of them that he designated that he wanted it to be an aid didn't sign. And therefore, in that case, the get would be puzzle. But when you have it filled in, they'll know that that wasn't the case. And Lamaisa, like we said, you still had the amount of Edim that were kosher. And they'll know that that last fill-in from the person that's not kosher was just to remove any future chashashas that the husband wanted specific Edim. And this machlekes between Benanis and Rikiva, how puzzle can he be to sign this? The Rav says the halacha is like Benanis. It seems that most poskim hold like Benanis here, even against Rikiva. Even though Taisantif is wondering, why is this the case? The halach is always like Rabbi Kiva, mechaverov, and he was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva ben Nanas. And he doesn't understand why the halach is not like Rabbi Kiva here. And the Mishnah ends, vezu get kereach, kol shekshorov, merubin, me'edov. Any get, where you have a get mekusher, that the stitches, where they would leave a place for somebody to sign, are more than the edim that actually signed. Meaning there was another spot for an aid to sign where there was a fold over and a stitch that he didn't sign there. That's a get kereach.